Hey everyone, this is Andre Pearson. Welcome to my channel, Why Does Love Hurt So Good? I have a question for the ladies. Have you ever wondered why some men look at you differently when they find out that you are financially independent? Have you ever wondered why some men are reluctant to date you when they find out how much money you make? Today we're going to talk about five reasons why some men are intimidated by smart women. If this is your first time to my channel, be sure to hit the subscribe and notification buttons so that you can be updated on all the new content as it comes available. Let's jump right into it. I have noticed how some men are reluctant to date women who make more money than they do. Now, although it should not be a problem or a deal breaker, in some situations it is. Some men cannot handle the fact that the woman makes more money than they do. Women making more money in the relationship than men tends to bother a man's ego and brushes him the wrong way. Because as most men growing up, we were taught that we were supposed to be the providers and the protectors of our relationship. One of the things that bothers men the most is the fact that they no longer have the women to depend on them or rely on them for their daily needs. Although some men say they like to have a smart woman in their life, a lot of men do not like to date smart women. Many of them don't like to feel they are not the smartest ones in the room. I know what you're thinking. Yes, you do hear a lot of men claim to want smart women, good women, women they can grow in love with and build with. But the reality is, despite what they may bring to the table and all the attributes that they have, some men still want control over the situation. For most men, having a good relationship for them is having total control, being seen as the provider, the head of the household, and the person in charge. If they cannot control their partner, even though they make more money than they do, they'd rather not be with them. They will go out and find someone who is less smart if they can have control over them. For them, it's not about love, it's about control. And having a woman who depends and relies on them all the time makes them feel they are in control. Number two, most men are selfish. Many men find it hard to share the spotlight. They will spend more time in the dating process talking about themselves when the woman asks them the question, "Tell me about you." They will ramble on about who they are, what they make, what they have, thinking this is impressive to her. It's hard to impress a woman who already has money. For most men, they're thinking the more they talk about themselves and brag about themselves and let the woman know all that they have and could possibly give to them would get them a second date. And in most cases, it doesn't. What most men fail to realize is that women are not giving you second dates because of the things that you have. They are giving you a second date because of the way you made them feel. If you make them feel good, they want to see you again. If you give them an opportunity to share who they are and all that they can bring to the table themselves, they will have a much easier time opening up to you. Number three, another reason why some men are intimidated by smart and successful women is the fact that they feel as if they don't make enough money or as much as she does, the woman will not respect them at the end of the day. They won't see them as protectors or providers. And for most men, they need to feel that way in the relationship. Now, I'm not saying that women today need to dummy down their education or their success to make another man feel good about himself. But what I am saying is that if you meet him where he is, respect him and accept who he is and what he has at the moment, you can be that driving force behind him to motivate him to be a better him for the two of you. Number four, communication. A lot of men are intimidated by successful and smart women because they don't know how to communicate to them. With these reality shows today, women are learning that men are only good for two things, good sex and giving them money when they need it. And for some men, that doesn't make them feel needed or wanted. It makes them feel used. Now, some women, but not all, in their relationship will make a man feel like he's less than nothing because they do make more money. Now, anyone that does this is committing relationship suicide. Those women out there who are seasoned women, they know that their job is to encourage, not discourage, because he may have come in one way, but with a good woman behind him, he can walk through a better way. To be honest with you, no man wants to hear daily how a woman can buy and sell them twice because they're going to get mad at this situation. So for those women who have good men that just haven't really put it together yet, help them. And if you help them in a way that doesn't feel they're less than a man, I guarantee you they're going to do what you say because it's encouraging. Everyone wants to be encouraged. Number five, lack of commitment. A lot of men are intimidated by women, especially smart women, because they have figured out and gotten to where they want to go in their life, and they're now looking for the next chapter. Some of the men that they meet have not gotten to where they want to be in life. Some of them don't even know how to get there. And when they meet these kind of women, it makes them feel very intimidated to know that she's already got what she wants financially, and they're still trying to get there without understanding that with the good woman and a plan, she can help them get where they want to be as well. Because most women are helpers, as the Bible says, and they have no problem helping their good man to do better for himself because they know the better he does, the better they do. Listen, the truth is, a smart woman or having a smart woman in your life is always and will always be a good thing to have. Now, for the men that's listening to this video right now, let me be real with you. If you find a woman that's feeling you, that want to be with you, that's showing interest in you, and you like her too, take the time to get to know her. Take the time to invest in her. Find out what she likes, dislikes, things that she needs, because she'll tell you if you ask her. Show her, regardless of how much money she makes, you got her back. You're going to be there for her through the ups and downs, through the good and bad times. The one thing that we all want in our life is someone to believe in us. So there you have it. 5 reasons why some men are intimidated by smart, successful women. Now, if you like this video, be sure to subscribe and hit the notification buttons so that you can be updated on all the new content as it comes available. For now, this is Andrea Pearson. Thank you so much for your time, and I'll see you next week.